writing utensil. So baritones, every sort of push before the downbeat.
Oh yes, we are, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
One has a little bit of accent on that. So that's the and of four in your first three bars. Can you hear basses and baritones together? Basses, you're going to go, oh, we are. Instead of, oh, we are, we're in love. Okay, one, two, one, two, ready, and.
Oh, yes, we are, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Now, basses, you must get right up on that note right when the baritones get to that last love. Okay, you kind of sneak in a little late. It's syncopated. It's going to feel a push. Again, a one, two, ready, and.
Oh, yes, we are, we're in love, we're in love.
Crescendo looks like? Kind of looks like the greater than sign, right? Okay?
I think it's the less than.
Depends upon, I guess, which number.
It's going to be growing to the bigger side further to the right. Okay? All right. Can I hear the same two voices again? A one, two, red, and.
Oh, oh, yes, we are. We're love, we're love, we're love.
I want you to anticipate getting up to that moving note after you've held for so long. It's still a little late and behind. One, two, again.
So, oh, yes, we are. We're love, we're love, we're love.
Now, basses, you're taking too much weight from the bottom note. La, la, okay? Oh, oh. One, two, again, and.
Oh, oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Crescendo, you can't change the shape of your mouth. La, la.
Okay, we're ignoring that. We're ignoring that title where we're supposed to have the E and the bass is supposed to stay on the B flat.
Well, he just didn't do a very good job of making the line. They shouldn't be crossed at the top. It's just not very clean. Like hey, can I hear my leads for a second?
Oh, yes, we are.
One, two, leads, and.
Oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
And let me sing it one more time. Okay, good. Okay, what I'm hearing right now is that there isn't a shape of a line. That's not musical at all. It's all the same volume, and it's all just, oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love. Instead of, oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love. Okay, do it that way, please. A one, two, ready, and.
Oh, yes, we are, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Okay, we're gonna go love. Okay, that's a sforzando piano crescendo. Love. Okay, oh, yes, we are. One, two, again, and.
Oh, yes, we are, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Love like this.
Oh yes, we are. We're in love. We're in love. We're in love.
No.
Oh yes, we are. We're in love. We're in love. We're in love. Whatever your pitches are, I forgot.
Okay, but the love has to be long, and not just chopped off like that. One more time, leads.
One, two, ready, and go.
Oh yes, we are. We're in love. We're in love. We're in love.
Okay. How do we finish the word, everybody?
Love. Love.
You can really hear a difference in this room. Listen to example one.
Love!
And
love!
It's Second one gives you a ring, okay, and it doesn't have that sound at the end.
Love! Love!
When all 40 of us do that, it really sounds not so good. Okay, tenors. Crescendo. Okay? You gotta think about your placement here.
Love!
I should see none of these constipated eyebrows. Okay? Take your vocal laxative, keep the eyebrows up.
Love!
Think about sending the sound upwards towards the ceiling as you do the crescendo. Rather than go,
love!
Making it have that kind of sound. Okay? As we do it slower, I think you can hear the inconsistency in our rhythms and cutoffs and entrances. Okay? If we always just practice everything fast, it's just messy fast. Let's get precise in a slower tempo. And it's swung. So even though it looks like it's all even eighth notes, da 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 da, it's really not. Da 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 da.
Oh yes, we are. We're in love. We're in love. We're in love. So, yes, we're in love. We're in love. We're in love. Yes, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
So we gotta have swing, okay? Again, slower. One, two, ready, and.
Oh, oh yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love.
Need a big V sound. It doesn't have to be love. It's just love.
Love.
That's all that you have to do. Just make sure you don't let the voice fall off at the end.
Love. Love.
Easy peasy, right? Can you do the final? We're in love. So the leads are holding here. And then everyone else is going. So there's the lead. And here's everyone else. This is the final So In Love. Ready to go?
So
same thing. You got your pitches?
Yeah.
So in love.
or of, whatever your pitch is on the final chord. And sing it. Softly, but still. And sing. Can you hear just bass and berries on that final pitch? Go. We need a nice. Okay, you're over singing, some of you. Okay, doesn't have to be loud, it has to be precise. Again, and sing. Everyone else? Good, let's do the whole tag one more time. Have you taken a minute to actually mark in your music where your little accents are? How do you write an accent?
Character.
Right? Let me see if I plug this in. Okay. So, can you see it well enough? Yes, maybe? That is an accent. That reminds you to put a little extra weight there. Okay? Then, when I said after the swipe, we do the crescendo. Here's what you should have written. Right? Okay? Also, I would love it if over this first word love in measure 105, can you do something that says it's going to be a bright vowel? So you could just even write the word bright. Maybe you do a little face with raised eyebrows. There's something there that has to remind us, though, that has to be bright and forward and not oversung. Okay? And I'm also going to write at the beginning of this alternate tag. No shouty. Okay?
Or shorty.
Yeah, let's do the whole tag again.
And one of those little bitches.
Sing that first chord. So bass is you're singing O, everyone else come in like it's beat two. I just want to hear the full chord on O. Sing.
O.
Pitch in there. We really need to listen and balance, okay? Listen to your ring back. Sing it again, go.
Oh.
Again.
Oh.
Listen to your cutoff, listen to the ring. There was no ring back. This room has a good echo, but if we don't match vowels and our cutoff is not exactly the same, we don't hear the ring back. Ring back tells us we're doing our job right. Okay, again,
Oh.
Hear the difference? Do it again.
Oh.
Nice. Now do the whole tag. One, two, ready, and.
Oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Saturday, whatever it was. This whole week just feels like it's been one big blur. I used the term, and Mike even brought it up. You need to attack the music. Okay, it's not enough to just go through the movements and the motions. You got to involve your entire selves. And this song is all about, I am so gosh darn in love that I cannot contain myself any longer. And that's the kind of energy you need to bring physically to the piece. One, two, again, and.
Oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
So
Now. We finally unclogged the pipes, guys. Woo! We rattled that.
Spinach dip, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tell them no spinach dip next time. Okay. Good. I was starting to do a little bit more finesse with how we were approaching some of the crescendos and things, and you followed along, most of you, and it was great. One thing that we need, though, is when we do that final push at the end, something should change physically. Not our mouths, but our bodies should look different. On that, so in love. That's just a musical or a performance thing, okay? We just need to see it. What?
Restate.
Perfect. Restate yourselves. Okay?
Write it in.
One more time, our tag. A little bit faster now. Not a lot, but a little bit faster. One, two, a one, two, ready, and.
Oh, yes, we are. We're in love, we're in love, we're in love.
Exciting. That's good. Have a seat. Let's go to the first page of this song now.
Before we go on, could you get zoom in on the tag so we get all our markings the same on every page so everybody's doing the same thing?
Sure. So, everyone that's doing these figures. No shorty. Yeah, no shorty.
Do you want on that last glove on that line? Is that a sforzando?
Yes, it is. It's a Sforzando piano. Well, actually, hold on. That's your razor. Yeah. So right down in here, this should be a Sforzando piano crescendo. So you really want to get technical about it. SFZ, Sforzando, and then the P for piano, which means soft, and then a crescendo. What are you looking for? Maybe what I can do is make my no shouty written a little larger.
No shouty.
You can save that as a PDF and mail it to us.
I can. Okay, so we're going to now go to our very first page, and we're going to look at the beginning section. Before we sing any of it, I want you to take a look at a few things. I've already circled a few things on here. But in our first measure, leads, we've got a quarter note rest on beat three. I rest, know you rest so well. But I put a dotted arch underneath the well to the word I. That little dotted arch means no breath. Right? We're in a different key, actually, at this point in the song. I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are, and you are, you are, is our lead stuff. Now, what I need us to do is feel something organically, and that's the sort of the pattern of this. Because we're not going to read it exactly like even triplets and all these things, because that gets really boring. So, I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are. And you are. You are, you are, you are. Okay? So, can you just come along with me and look at the lead line? One. Two leads and
I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are, you are.
Okay? Now, I know that we all don't get to sing the lead line, but I need us to start to feel that little groove in our bones. Listen for it again.
I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are.
And then we're sticking a fermata over the final chord on the UR measure 11. And then we do what's lovingly referred to as the railroad tracks. The musical term is trisura, and it just means to cease motion. We do a quick little pause before we go into the next thing. Cool? Now, we're going to add some more stuff as we go, but can I hear everyone sing the lead line one more time? I'm actually going to grab a hard copy of this. I can stick it on the piano. Not have to look at screens. Here we go, leads. Try to just give you a facsimile of what this beginning is going to be. You want to come on this end?
Okay. Carl on the good side.
Just page one?
Yeah, just look at it. Just down to the bell. Ah! Tempo with the big stuff. sing in. A lot of echo in here. So they sing,
I
dot, dot,
dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot,
dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, dot, so much weight on the first. And you are. Put the accent on that moving note when it goes to the downbeat. And you are, you are, you are, you are. Again, and go. And you are, you are, you are, you are. Good. Go back to the dot.
Dot.
Or dot. Octave. Ready, and one.
Dot.
Okay? Everybody, let's try it again. One.
tempo picks up. You got to be thinking that under there and get the
all the rhythms correct. Two, ready and go.
I love you.
You know it this time.
Be really precise with those cutoffs where we have rests, please. So I should hear
I,
and then for the rest of you, I hear
I dot dot.
And it'd be great if each of those dots started off piano and then crescendo to like a mezzo forte.
I dot dot. Dot, I can tell.
Okay, right?
So here we go.
Eyelids.
Measure 8. Can you start at measure 6? Love with me. 1, 2, 1, 2, ready, and. Love with me if you can. 6. 1, 2, 3.
Love with me, and you are, you are, and you are, you are, you are, you are.
Better? Go back to the beginning. I thought, thought. This is all like in a nice mezzo piano-ish kind of thing.
I thought you thought.
And then we can start to build where the accelerando happens at measure 4.
Again, I
yeah, okay. Their entrance is your cutoff leads. Okay? Again.
This is memorized already. Put the paper down, see what happens.
I didn't look at my
nice.
I love you.
So this whole first page is one giant crescendo. Okay, so we start here. I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you're really in love with me. Okay, that's what you got to hear. Again. Phrases is the word R, and it doesn't work very well if our chord sounds like this. R has to be ah. Okay, you want to cross out the R in the middle of the word R. That might be fabulous. One, two, again, and go.
I
with me. Leads. Tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are. Can you do that? I can tell. Ready and go.
I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are. And you are. You are.
So, we're still guessing a little bit. Okay, that's okay. Measure 7, eighth note rest, leads sloppy. Love with me, and love with me, 3, 4, 1, off. And you are. Love with me, and you are. Can you sing? I can tell. 1, 2, ready, and go.
I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me, and you are.
Can I hear bass baritones?
I can tell. 1, 2, ready, and we go. So, berries, you must listen to the leads in measure 7. And you are. You two have the same rhythm, and it's different than what the basses and the tenors are doing. Can I hear leads and berries? I can tell. 1, 2, ready, and here we go.
I'm not hearing the right stuff yet, so this is leads and berries. Hi. 1, 2, again, and go.
I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me.
Yeah,
but you are.
Yeah, that one is different though, 6. Yes. So you can't be the same there. It's the same in 7. Love with me, with me. Love with me, with me. Okay, again. I can tell, I can tell. 1, 2, ready, and go.
I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me.
Singing, so leads. I go.
I love you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you really love me. And you are, and you are.
Now you're behind my beat. Should be pushed. Da dee da. And right now you're going. da di da di da di da instead of da di da di da di da happens before the beat and all those URs. Okay, making some good headway. Let's do it one more time. I, and that's the tune up. And then we have bass there, and there's our berry.
Ready.
I.
Ooh, give it away at the beginning. It's too much on the dots. Also, dot,
dot,
dot, dot, dot. Here we go again. Second page, and sing it, go. Next chord. What I want us to get in the habit of as we're learning this, because here's my challenge to you, okay? When you come in next week, this whole first page, you can sing from memory. You know the words, you know the dynamics, you know when you're taking a breath, when you're not taking a breath, you know all the vowel traps that we've talked about, you've taken all of your notes right now, so that when we come in next week, we don't start at square one with this. Now, that also means that there are learning tracks on the website, okay, for each individual part plus a whole thing. Use it to sing along with, okay? It's maybe not taking the exact same tempos and rhythms that we're doing. We are eventually going to make a recording. In fact, we're going to do a recording right now of this first page the way I'd like to do it. And I would challenge you to then take the recording that Tori sends out. Listen to that recording exactly as we've done it tonight, and make that what you come in memorized with next Monday. Does that make sense? Awesome. So let's get a fresh B flat. In fact, do we have a pitch pipe here with us tonight? Perfect. Thanks, Dave.
Let's
have a better start than that. Again.
So that's the recording you don't use, Tori. Here's take number two. Are you ready for the next word on the next page, which is you? Here we go. Take two.
Sing.
You.
Yeah, I'm hearing too much weight coming up from the bottom. You. You come from above the note. Again, and sing.
You.
Not that loud. Again, and sing.
You.
We're still very flat berries. Yeah, it's gotta be higher. Again, and sing.
You.
Better. Good, now hear the whole chord. Ready, and sing.
You.
Good. Just for good measure, let's do a take three and see if it's any better. That's okay. Beginning of the song. I know you. Sorry. That was maybe not clear on my part. I thought. There you go. Take three and a half. Here's the first dot chord. Mm, dot, dot, dot. Ready and sing.
Da.
Next chord.
Da.
Dot. And next chord.
Da.
Yeah, that's just a bunch of guessing.
Yeah.
First chord, go. Same thing week over week.